Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Like all parents, my parents gave me lots of advice growing up. Advice to keep me safe. But they never gave me advice like the kind I've had to give my kids. If the government tells you something, assume they're lying. If the government tells you something that bears any risk at all, assume they're lying. Understand, the government won't just lie. They'll censor the truth. Even if the truth saves your life. Even if the truth keeps you out of the way of danger. This is the monstrous government of my adult life. This is the monstrous government of COVID. And this was one of those weeks that shocks the conscience. This was the week we learned that our government has known since July of 2020 that the virus, COVID, is man-made, was man-made, and that it was made at the Wuhan lab, that it got out of the Wuhan lab. Wait. They knew that since when? July of 2020. Wow. How long did the government lie about that? And remember how the lies were in the beginning, suggesting that if you said it came from the Wuhan lab, why, you were just racist like Donald Trump. Yeah, that level of lying. How long, again, did they know? Since July of 2020. Think about that. All the reports from our intelligence agencies with them unable to tell where it came from, faking that they had no idea. Yeah, we found out that was all a crock this week. The Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic in the House, and folks, we wouldn't even know this if the Republicans didn't control the House, got a hold of classified records from the State Department, again, dated July of 2020, that the virus, which had been engineered and created in the Wuhan lab, had escaped in a lab-related accident, and that the Chinese Communist Party had attempted to cover up the lab leak. In other words, we knew the whole time. Now, here's what makes that so astonishing. The government didn't just lie about what it knew or didn't know about the origins of COVID. It went a step further, sending the FBI out to censor. We now know the FBI demanded censorship on behalf of the Biden administration, because we have a letter from Facebook about it. That as late as August 2021, Facebook had been censoring the, quote, Wuhan lab leak theory in response to tense conversations with the new Biden administration. We know that from an email that Mark Zuckerberg was copied on, an email written by Sheryl Sandberg. Before, Facebook had been using algorithms to make sure nobody really saw, or very few people saw, any posts about the virus being man-made or being made in Wuhan. Well, that wasn't enough. After the tense conversation with the White House, she wrote, they had to take those posts down completely, or felt pressured to anyway. So the Select Committee has gotten a hold of classified documents They have the classified clearances to read them. We don't. But what they're telling us is what they say. The government, again, knew pretty much the whole time that this thing came out of the Wuhan lab. Now, why might they have known that? Nobody wants to go a step further and talk about that monstrous truth. The fact that the Pentagon pumped $50 million into the COVID creation project at the Wuhan lab via Echo Health Alliance, that Fauci's group pumped $6 million into the creation. Can you believe this late date? We've had Fauci to Congress many times to talk about these gain of function experiments. Nobody has ever called a single person from the Pentagon ever to testify under oath to go, hey, why did you guys spend $50 million developing COVID, a disease that, by the way, killed 7 million people worldwide with our worst enemy on earth? Isn't that kind of treasonish, sort of treasony? It's like Congress doesn't want to know. Again, I've lost track of how many times they've sat around and asked Anthony Fauci that. I'm a lot more interested in the $50 million from the Pentagon. And I'm a lot more interested in getting to the bottom of whose genius idea it was to transfer gain-of-function technology to the Chinese, which they did not have before. But I'm most horrified, and this is the thing I warn my children about, at the FBI knowing damn well we funded the creation of this, knowing damn well it was man-made and that it was made in that lab, and yet still censoring, demanding censorship. And we know that because of the Twitter files, which document that. But we also know that from the current censorship lawsuit before the Supreme Court. That's one of the things the FBI called up and had censored, the lab leak theory, which we now know is true. And they had to know is true. Laid out the way I just laid it out, it sure looks like a criminal cover-up. It looks like the criminal cover-up of what arguably is the worst crime in U.S. history. Our government, along with the Chinese, at a minimum, appears to be at least an accessory to murder of over 7 million people. This is their cover-up. And this is the week we learned it. Even more devastating, as Red State broke this week, was who was doing the censorship, who was allowed to do the censorship. There's a group called Science Feedback / Health Feedback Fact Check. They were sponsored by the federal government. They were supposed to be independent scientists evaluating claims like COVID is man-made with a little help from the Pentagon. And oh, yeah, the Chinese made it at the Wuhan lab. Yeah, well, they didn't turn out to be so independent at all. Do you know who the chief censor was who gave the feedback, gave the language to Facebook that you saw when they took down your articles? Peter Daszak. Wait, who's that guy? Oh, he's the one who took the $50 million from the Pentagon and the $6 million from Anthony Fauci and funneled it into the Wuhan lab. Wait, that's who Facebook relied upon as their chief censor? Yup. And the other social media outlets, too. Once again, I talked this over with my kids. Why would I do that? Because I want them to understand what our government is capable of. I feel like it might save their lives or the lives of my grandkids one day. When you look back at the COVID era, something truly astonishing sticks out. We now have a long list of what they censored. And again, the FBI was the so-called belly button, the one who passed on the censorship demands from everybody from the DNC, the Democrat Party, to the NAACP, to the CDC, to the Department of Homeland Security. The one thing that sticks out, everything that they censored, and I mean 100%, was true. 100%. In other words, there was no actual misinformation that they censored. What does that tell me? This wasn't a bunch of people just trying to get it right in a pandemic. This was something far more nefarious. And that's why I tell my children, expect the government to lie to you. If they're all talking off the same script about putting something in your body, say a medicine or I don't know, a shot that's completely untested, what does that say? You need to rebel with every fiber of your being. It's a sign they're lying. I didn't grow up with a government like this, but I have one now, which is why the disclosure just made by former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo is so astonishing. It truly is shocking to watch his tune change the second he's not on corporate media anymore. I'll tell you what he said this week in just a minute. But first, one of the best ways to keep yourself healthy is PhD weight loss. I went on the PhD weight loss plan to lose weight. I'd seen so many people around me do it so successfully, but I didn't think about the side effects when I got started. And I'm still finding cool new side effects. Like the last time I went to the doctor, the nurse congratulated me. She said, "Congratulations, you have perfect blood pressure." And I said, "Oh, yeah, I guess, you know, for women, that's not unusual. But I guess it's men who have high blood pressure." She said, "No, you wouldn't believe how many women I see come through here with high blood pressure or the beginnings of it." And she said, "Congratulations on the 29 pounds I'd lost." Yeah, well, that wasn't my big accomplishment. No, keeping it off for 15 months is. If you want to lose the weight without side effects, shots, prescriptions, or the need for a lifelong medical intervention, then you need to talk to the folks at PhD Weight Loss. You could do it from any state in the nation. Go to myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Tara sent you, myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. Chris Cuomo on CNN during COVID relentlessly and endlessly bullied his viewers into getting the shot. He supported their employers who fired them if they didn't get the shot. He did it unquestioningly. But now that Chris Cuomo's on News Nation, which is not sponsored by Pfizer, he's able to talk about his own, wait for it, vaccine injury. It now takes an entire group of doctors to treat his vaccine injury. Here's how he recently described his blood work.
They showed me my blood work, scared the bejesus out of me to see this glowing micro clot stuff that they see in my blood. That really shook me up. So I'm doing all the protocols. My doctor, Terrain Health, they're an international consortium because they have to do it themselves because the government's not giving them any guidance. The vaccine is a really important conversation that's being ignored.
Wait a minute, Chris. You saw what in your blood?
Glowing micro clot stuff.
Cuomo's now on News Nation after being fired by CNN. And his show is becoming a crusade for the vaccine injured.
Do I now believe that we have data to support the fact that there are thousands of people who have had adverse effects that are not getting attention, let alone treatment? Yes. And I fault government for that.
And he even admitted that people who were damaged by the shot are still being censored. He even interviewed a nurse that was brain damaged. It was during that interview that he admitted that the team of doctors who were treating him for what he calls long vaccine, are treating him with, wait for it, ivermectin. Yeah, remember when Cuomo and everybody else in the media made fun of people who took ivermectin?
People who are injecting drugs for animals and horse.
And people telling them to.
Oh, my God.
What person? You know, you talk about, like, you know, cancel culture and who to shame. Ivermectin? A dewormer? Really?
They are shaming themselves. No one has to shame them. They're shaming themselves.
No, they need to be shamed.
Yeah.
They need to be called out and shamed, yeah. Brother.
Yeah, good thing Cuomo walked out with millions on his contract. He can afford the entire team of doctors who are now treating him.
I'll tell you something else that's going to get you a lot of hits. I am taking a regular dose, you know, whatever. They're trying to build up of ivermectin. Hmm. Ivermectin was a boogeyman early on in COVID.
You couldn't talk about it.
That was wrong. We were given bad information about ivermectin. The real question is why? Everyone's going to say Joe Rogan was right. No, Joe Rogan was saying, yeah, he was right. But that's not what matters. What matters is the entire clinical community knew that ivermectin couldn't hurt you. They knew it, Patrick. I know they knew it. How do I know? Because now I'm doing nothing but talking to these clinicians who at the time were overwhelmed by COVID and they weren't saying anything. Not that they were hiding anything, but it's cheap. It's not owned by anybody and it's used as an antimicrobial, antiviral in all of these different ways and has been for a long time.
For malaria for over almost 20 years.
Yeah. So, and my doctor, who is now my doctor, was using it during COVID on her family and on patients. And it was working for them. So they were wrong to play scared on that. Didn't know that at the time. Know it now. Admit it now. Reporting on it now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
During COVID, because I'm a radio talk show host, I was contacted by a few doctors in my local area who did the research, unlike Chris Cuomo, and were able to offer people hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. The results were nothing less than miraculous. In fact, I referred probably hundreds of patients to them over the time that folks were contacting me, including people with cancer who were absolutely terrified to get the shot, but were also terrified to get COVID. Again, the results were nothing short of miraculous. One of the doctors treated over 100 patients with COVID. He only lost one of them. And the one patient that he lost, she'd had it for weeks and had lungs full of fluid by the time she came to him. Since then, I've discovered why I think the medical profession doesn't want you to know about ivermectin. If you take it with zinc, it works so well. Anytime my kids start to sniffle, I get them the ivermectin with the zinc, and usually it'll knock it about 90% out if it's a bad case, 100% out if it's a mild case, usually by the next day. And so, folks, I mean, you got to understand, you have 500,000 to 1 million people a year hospitalized for pneumonia. What is pneumonia? Well, pneumonia often is the product of a virus. You get a lot of liquid in your lungs where it's not supposed to be. Then you get bacteria on top of that liquid. You get pneumonia. It's a huge moneymaker for doctors and for hospitals. Yeah. And you know what? Tens of thousands of people a year wouldn't get it if they took ivermectin at the first sniffle because it dries you out. So my kids have now grown up with they feel a cold coming on. They're starting to sniffle. They're like, Ma, I want the ivermectin, please. I want it. I don't want to get sick. And they don't. My dad said, gosh, how many sicknesses I had. I didn't know I didn't have to have them. Yeah, there's somebody somewhere who really doesn't want you to know that. But then again, from Chris Cuomo's interview, there's someone somewhere who cancels you once you are vaccine injured. To hear this coming from Cuomo, by the way, he's refusing to apologize. He said he had no way of knowing. That's a crock. I knew almost immediately when that shot started coming out and local doctors were beginning to see the side effects of it, and they were terrible. And they began to text me because they had no one else to talk to because they were virtually shunned in their profession. But anyway, I want to close the podcast today with the last clip from Cuomo about this poor brain-injured nurse who had to take the shot, who's now all on their own, who was censored, likely, ironically, with input for Peter Daszak, the guy who made COVID in the first place.
I think people, the citizens, would have appreciated that. But instead, what happened is they just suppressed me. And that also shocked me. When I tried to reach out online, Facebook, Instagram, they would tag my messages as if I'm misinformation.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm just a desperate person that something bad happened to, and I'm reaching out and pleading for help.
Well, let me tell you something, Sean. I can't help you because I'm no clinician. I'm sick myself, but I'm working with people who are working on this. So I'll make sure that we're in touch right after the show. And I'll help any way I can. You may be ahead of me. I'll hook you up with my clinicians, and maybe you can share different protocols and things that may help. But I will never stop reporting on this. And all I'm doing is just beating the drum of you need to have a 9/11 style commission to figure out what worked and what didn't and what questions need to be answered, because it's not over. So not only are we not set up for the next pandemic, and there will be one, but we're not treating people, millions of people, who still have problems from the last one.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.